Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 1, we were talking about the beast in Revelation 13:2. Listen to this prophetical passage today.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
In Revelation 13:2, and the beast which I saw was likened to a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and his great authority. Now, when we see that, we see that he has imagined this evil against the Lord, as our text says. The idea of imagineth is that he has plotted against the Lord. He is against God. And that's why Scripture uses this kind of language here. Now, I like to look at these things and say, what is this about? For example, we just read there in Revelation chapter 13:2, says, and the beast which I saw was likened to a leopard, his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and seat and great authority. Again, Revelation 13:2. A leopard speaks of Greece and Alexander the Great with his fast-moving army that struck quickly. The feet of the bear speaks of the Medo-Persian Empire and that they were powerful and strong, overpowering their enemy. The mouth of a lion speaks of Old Babylon, the empire, the king of beasts. No king would be of earthly origin, would be of his greatness to follow him. He roared as the lion is the greatest of the kings of the earth. But a dragon, as he's called in Revelation 12, is that old serpent, the devil. And he gives power. And Satan, who is a deceiver from the beginning, uses the beast to plot evil against Israel. Again, we look in Revelation 13, verses 3 through 7. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And the whole world wandered after the beast. It will seem as if it's a great miracle. His deadly wound was healed as if he was raised from the dead. And it'll seem that people may believe that he was actually raised from the dead. People won't believe in Jesus, who did raise from the dead literally, but they will believe in this one. The world will believe, being deceived. And so verse 4 of Revelation 13 says, and they worshiped the dragon which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is likened to the beast? Who is able to make war with him? They worship both the devil and the beast. Later in the chapter, the false prophet, and that is Revelation 13, who does miracles about the beast, tells people it's in his power, he's doing it. And Satan begins that way, as he's the dragon and the false prophet and the beast. He imitates the Trinity, but his is an unholy Trinity. They are not three divine distinctions in one divine essence as the true Trinity. He goes on to say, In the next verse, verse 5 of Hebrews 13, and there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given to him to continue 42 months. This speaks of the last 3.5 years of the tribulation, after he has gained control of Jerusalem. And we read, as it continues in verse 6 of Revelation 13, and he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. You see, he blasphemes God and does it openly to show people God can't do anything about it. He puts many saints to death. He overcomes them. This evil is against the Lord. It reminds us of Acts chapter 9, verse 4 and 5, where it says, then Jesus asked Paul, why persecutest thou me? This is also when he sets up the image of himself in the temple. In the tribulation, they're built on the Temple Mount, a temple for Israel. But what will he do? Well, Jesus told us, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Of course, that's in Daniel 9:24-27 that Jesus is quoting. But you see, the abomination of desolation is when he sets up an image of himself, and they must bow and worship this image or be put to death. They can't buy or sell or trade if they don't have his mark. And now they must worship the image. And that is coming in the day of the tribulation. Evil is defined as immoral, unethical. It is unethical activity against people, whether by speech, practice, or improper worship. He comes in as one of them, a Jew, and they go along as he does things for and with them. This seems so like the Jews, and he seems to love them. So they trust him, and they give him power. Aren't we reminded of Jude 4, of the last days before the rapture? For there are certain men crept in unawares, they just kind of sneak in, come in the back door, crept in, they're creeps, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Someone told me of a church recently that if I said the name of the church, many of those in my audience would know it. But they have a song they sing by a group. I'm not sure the name. I've got it down here, but it's just hard to make it out. Wren Collective, I think it is. But it's a Northern Ireland religious rock band. And I could tell you of some of these that are using Hillsong Church. Their music, in which they tone down the music for its words. But my friend, you can't change the fact that it's God's grace, which is pure and holy, that is being turned into lasciviousness. And a growing majority of God's people who name his name no longer fear God's power and fear his person enough to allow this abuse of his holiness in their worship of God, that it might be just like the world. Just like the world. I have a problem with that. See, the current generation's rejection of the moral law in favor of some mysterious and inward guidance is not the classic position of the Word of God. It has largely been invented whole cloth by modern grace movement people. And I, for one, think that it is high time we mention that and point it out. We should. Because these things are so, so very wrong. So in the last days, they do not endure sound doctrine. They have teachers with itching ears, as 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 through chapter 4, verse 4. And in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, we see snowflake society. It seems to be a selfish society. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses early 3 and 4 also says, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent fierce, despisers of those that are good. Despisers of those that are good. They're always talking about love until they get to somebody that's living a wholly separated life, and all of a sudden their love goes out the window. He says they're traitors, petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Look, I've seen these quitters. I've seen one after another, and it does make you sick. It just simply makes one sick. They're down on everything, but especially the Word of God. They're against anything that is righteous. As in Ezekiel's day, and then in Jesus' day. Remember, he cleansed the temple twice. The church has been changed and turned into an entertainment mecca, as men love pleasures more than being lovers of God. They're supposed to have a Bible app, but too often they use these devices to play games, do Facebook, text, keep up with ball scores. While hell-bound souls sit in the same service and enjoy the same things they enjoy at the nightclubs. My friend, they may join the church, but they're not going to get saved until they repent and believe the gospel. Now, we see an implied nationality. We see imagined strategy against the Lord. Now look at the iniquitous counsel that's soon coming on some bad men.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will pray.